Testing, microphone check, 1, 2. Testing with some background music. Let's see how the background music plays. Can you hear Andir Shonen Blaun Danu? I don't even know what language that is. What's good, planet Earth? So I'm gonna be trying out an experiment where I'm gonna be recording through for my podcast and for my Facebook and here in my backyard. So for this, I'm going to be doing a book recommendation. This is a book that started it all for me, Chris Bitterelli. This is before I went into a nutrition program where I was really kind of confused on finding myself, fast forwarding into a holistic health coach. And this was a time when I was in high school. I was a senior in high school. And this is a tremendous book that helps simplify this confusing world, because there are invisible wars and powers that many people forget about, many people are unaware of, don't fight against, and have tremendous power and influence on their everyday lives, on basic things that we are programmed on and we are unaware of consciously and unconsciously. So this book recommendation, I guess I'll go a little bit into my story as well with it, but for starters, it is Natural Cures by Kevin Chudeau. Hopefully I'm saying it correctly. Tremendous book. It was a bestseller, sold over like 5 million copies in the first year. And it came out in, good question, because I got this as a senior in high school, and this was like, we're in 2023, this was over 10 years ago, and this book was, I mean, the copyright states 2004, so this has got some more time into it. So 2004, I was born in 93, I was like 11 years old when this book came out. Anyways, tremendous book. Ironically, this wasn't the first book I actually found or got my hands on. It was actually its second, its baby. And it was, can you read that? Can you? It's probably in reverse, Saul. More Natural Cures Revealed. And it was in this condition, pristine condition, that I found it. And I just started reading it. And I was like, holy God. I was blown away by this very important whistleblower. Things that talks about the government. And like, for example, the FDA, the Food Drug Administration, the FTC, and the medical system, and doctors, and not all doctors, I'm just saying like the majority of them on their approach, the medical system, how disrupted it is, corrupted it is, and how brainwashed our human race, our earthlings, our family members, our friends are not getting the results they want, the results they need, and the answers like cures and healing and solutions. Instead, we live in this society where it's drugs and pills and prescriptions and surgeries. These phony solutions that don't resolve the problem, that don't go to the core, the essence, don't these conversations are not discussed, and these conversations where it's like going back to basics, going back to things that we need that are classic, foundational, generational. I mean, even this, like in the book, it talks about how it was more emphasized on healers, shamans, and then this movement where doctors were trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? devalue, criminalize these individuals through, what's the name of the, I think it's called the ADA, the Academy of Doctors or whatever, and then that's where like the history starts. But anyways, these are tremendous books. And if you want something that's cost efficient, that won't burn your wallet, you know, these are great books to start with on answering questions that you didn't know of. And there's tremendous value in these solutions that are provided in these books. Things that like a colon cleanse, you know? Like some people will like stray away from, what the hell is a colon cleanse? I would never do a colon cleanse or whatever, but there's other people out there that actually see the value and lose weight off of it. Cupping, massage, I mean, meditation, like things that we already know about, but gives some more in-depth emphasis on those solutions as well as the problems that is affecting our human race, our generation, and like the one that I commonly promote is sugar. How it's affecting lives. It's deadly, and it's undermined. Like people forget about it. It's embedded in us in some way, shape, or form. I mean, so simple as it's celebrated in a form of for our birthdays, birthday cake. What the hell is made in birthday cake? Sugar. Flour. Flour is the cousin of sugar. Kids, for breakfast, what do majority of them eat for breakfast? Cereal. Cereal is made of 2/3 sugar. You take them to the supermarket and they're like, they go gaga over the cereal aisle. And what are the ones that they want to pick? Trix. Candy shaped, like cereal is like shaped in fruits. That was the old school one. Now it's like these colorful balls. But I used to love Trix, love them. Like the watermelon, the blueberry, the etc. Cookie crisps for breakfast. Giving your kid cookies for breakfast. Come on. 100 years ago, what do you think they would have done? What do you think our parents would have done? Our ancestors to the kids, giving them cereal for breakfast. I'm real intense right now, I'm sorry. This is something I'm very passionate about, as well as I also encountered a rude female that I was trying to get to know. But anyways, this is something that strikes me deep in my core, because you know there's people being sick out there, and there's people that deny, people that are not willing to do some simple basic things like change their diet or avoid eating certain things. They're addicts, and I can speak because I am, was challenging, fighting it. You know, I've been to NAMI groups where, if y'all don't know, NAMI is the National Alliance of Mental Illness. I've been to that. And even in NAMI groups, people who go through mental disorders and mental illnesses, some of them don't know. They don't know, they don't want to know, they don't care, or they don't want to believe it, that sugar is a culprit that influences our mental capacity, our brain, our mind to perform at its highest level. And because I used to go through bipolar disorders, and that's when I was being unaware of how much sugar was affecting my life. Thankfully, now I'm striving more towards a carnivore diet. It's more meat and greens, but it's just the amount of like inflammation that's dropped and the allergic symptoms. And but I mean, every day we're we're faced with sugar. You know, it's in products that we don't even know about, that we use on a daily basis, because two-thirds of the supermarket has ingredients with added sugar. And it's not going to blatantly say sugar in it. It'll just all use all these other terms like sucrose, high fructose, corn syrup, molasses, brown sugar. Well, brown sugar. I mean, how many people I've heard talk about how, oh, brown sugar is healthy, or sugar in the raw. People, for those that don't know, sugar is sugar is sugar is sugar. Sugar is a drug. You're consuming a drug in your morning with that coffee. Caffeine and sugar, both drugs. So I'm not here to backlash. I'm not here to make you feel shameful. But just trying my best to share some awareness. Sorry if a lot of my feelings are shown. It's just how much I care about it and how angry I get because of people in denial, or you know, it's sad sometimes, you know, faced with these feelings of anger and sadness tied into it. So yeah, ironically, I read this. This is the first book I found related to Kevin Trudeau. Hopefully I'm saying his last name right. Yeah, I was a senior in high school and I wrote an essay on it, and it was for public speaking, and that's how I learned that I wanted to do something like that. Something where I can express through speaking, presentation, to share that. And yeah, man, ladies and gentlemen, get the first one, get the second one, read into it. Give me a thumbs up if you read it, if you know about it, comment, share your thoughts. In terms of what I'm drinking, this is a reminder. One thing he talks about is water, but this is a shout out to Paul Check, shout out to Health Maven Maria Montoya for this high quality water, sparkling water that is accessible for me here in Florida, that I can get at Publix. It's the neighborhood where I was trying to talk to this girl. Whatever, it's her loss. She doesn't know how good this D is. And yeah, get yourself a copy if you really care about your health, and if you're confused and tired of the medical system that doesn't provide you the results that you're looking for. That is a great foundational tool. That's why I like calling it Tools for Life. So it'll give you life, health, and vitality. And cheers to 2023. Done.